This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. This recording is by Mark Smith of Simpsonville, South Carolina. Uncle Remus by Joel Chandler Harris. Chapter 15. Mr. Fox Goes A-Hunting, But Mr. Rabbit Bags the Game.
"Atter Brer Fox hear 'bout how Brer Rabbit done Brer Wolf," said Uncle Remus, scratching his head with the point of his awl. "He 'low, he did, dat he better not be so brash, and he sort of let Brer Rabbit alone. Dey was all times seein' one another, and abundance of times Brer Fox could have nabbed Brer Rabbit, but every time he got the chance, his mind 'd sort of resume about Brer Wolf, and he let Brer Rabbit alone. Bimeby, they 'gun to get kinder familious with one another, like they uster, and it got so Brer Fox 'd call on Brer Rabbit, and they'd set up and smoke their pipes, they would, like no harsh feelings ever rested twixt 'em. Last, one day Brer Fox come along all rig out, and axed Brer Rabbit fur to go huntin' wid him, but Brer Rabbit, he sort of feel lazy, and he tell Brer Fox that he got some other fish fur to fry. Brer Fox feel mighty sorry, he did, but he say he believe he'd try his hand anyhow, and off he put. He was gone all day, and he had a monster streak of luck, Brer Fox did, and he bagged a sight of game. By and by, towards the shank of the evening, Brer Rabbit sort of stretch himself, he did, and 'low it's most time for Brer Fox for to get along home. Den Brer Rabbit, he went and mounted a stump for to see if he could hear Brer Fox coming. He ain't been there long, for sure enough, here come Brer Fox through the woods, singing like a nigger at a frolic. Brer Rabbit, he lipped down off'n the stump, he did, and lay down in the road and make like he dead. Brer Fox, he come along, he did, and see Brer Rabbit lying there. He turn him over, he did, and examine him, and say, says he, "Dish yer rabbit's dead. He look like he been dead long time. He dead, but he mighty fat. He the fattest rabbit what I ever see. But he been dead too long. I feared to take him home," says he. Brer Rabbit ain't saying nothing. Brer Fox, he sort of lick his chops, but he went on and left Brer Rabbit laying in the road. Directly he was outer sight, Brer Rabbit, he jump up, he did, and run round through the woods and get before Brer Fox again. Brer Fox, he come up, and dar lay Brer Rabbit, apparently cold and stiff. Brer Fox, he look at Brer Rabbit, and he sort of study. Atter a while, he unslung his game bag, and say to herself, says he, "These yer rabbits gwine to waste. I'll just 'bout leave my game here, and I'll go back and get that udder rabbit, and I'll make folks believe that I'm old man Hunter from Huntsville," says he. And with that, he dropped his game and loped back up the road after the udder rabbit. But when he got out of sight, old Brer Rabbit, he snatch up Brer Fox's game and put out for home. Next time he see Brer Fox, he holler out, "What you killed the other day, Brer Fox?" says he. Then Brer Fox, he sort of comb his flank with his tongue and holler back, "I caught a handful of hard sense, Brer Rabbit," says he. Then old Brer Rabbit, he laugh, he did, and up and respond, says he, "If I'd a knowed you was after dat, Brer Fox, I'd a loaned you some of mine," says he. End of chapter.